You can't believe everything you hear. Not even in Sidwell, Massachusetts, where every person is said to tell the truth, and the apples are so sweet, people come from as far as New York City during the Apple Festival. There are rumors that a mysterious creature lives in our town. Some people insist it's a bird bigger than an eagle. Others say it's a dragon or an oversized bat that resembles a person. Certainly this being, human or animal or something in between, exists nowhere else in this world. Children whisper that we have a monster in our midst, half man, half myth, and that fairy tales are real in Berkshire County. At the Sidwell General Store and at the gas station, tourists can buy t-shirts decorated with a red-eyed, winged beast with "Visit Sidwell" printed underneath. Every time I see one of these shirts in a shop, I casually drop it into the garbage bin. In my opinion, people should be careful about the stories they tell. All the same, whenever things go missing, the monster is blamed. Weekends are the worst times for these odd thefts. Bread deliveries to the Starline Diner are several loaves short of the regular order. Clothes hanging on the line vanish. I know there's no such thing as a monster, but the thief has struck my family as a matter of fact. One minute there were 4 pies sitting out on the kitchen counter to cool, and the next minute the back door was left open and one of the pies was missing. An old quilt left out on our porch disappeared one Saturday. There were no footprints on our lawn, but I did have a prickle of fear when I stood at the back door that morning, gazing into the woods. I thought I spied a solitary figure running through a thicket of trees, but it might have only been mist, rising from the ground. No one knows who takes these things, whether pranks are being played or someone or something is truly in need, or if it is the creature that everyone assumes lives within the borders of our town. People in Sidwell argue as much as people do anywhere, but everyone agrees on one thing. Our monster can only be seen at night, and then only if you are standing at your window or walking on a lane near the orchards, or if you happen to be passing our house. We live on Old Mountain Road, in a farmhouse that is over 200 years old, with nooks and crannies and 3 brick fireplaces, all big enough for me to stand in, even though I am tall for 12. From our front door, there's a sweeping view of the woods that contain some of the oldest trees in Massachusetts. Behind us are 20 acres of apple orchards. We grow a special variety called pink. One of my ancestors planted the first pink apple tree in Sidwell. Some people say Johnny Appleseed himself, who introduced apple trees all over our country, presented our family with a one-of-a-kind seedling when he wandered through town on his way out west. We make pink applesauce, pink apple cake, and 2 shades of pink apple pie, light and dark. In the summer, before we have apples, we have pink peachberry pie. And in the late spring, there is hot pink strawberry rhubarb pie made from fruit grown in the garden behind our house. Rhubarb looks like red celery. It's bitter, but when combined with strawberries, it's delicious. I like the idea of something bitter and something sweet mixed together to create something incredible. Maybe that's because I come from a family in which we don't expect each other to be like anyone else. Being unusual is not unusual for the Fowlers.